The Associated Press reports New York City's mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, wants to extend his term. However, Giuliani said this morning he has not had time to make a decision. He's barred by term limits from running for re-election. Tomorrow's the city's mayoral primary. It had been scheduled for September 11th, but was postponed due to the terrorist attacks. Voters and candidates are having a hard time adjusting to how the issues in the elections have changed. Beth Fertig of member station WNYC reports.
It seems like a lifetime ago, but until September 11th, New Yorkers were focused on choosing a new mayor. Today, campaign posters that once covered the city have been replaced with flyers of people missing in the Trade Center attacks. And voters like Suzanne Wren of Brooklyn feel unprepared to vote tomorrow.
Everybody is mourning and in shock. It's only 2 weeks. So I'm just wondering, is it necessary to do this right now?
Juanita Williams also wonders and agrees with those who believe Mayor Rudolph Giuliani should stay, even though he's barred from running again because of term limits.
The crisis situation calls for a different strategy, and I think we should keep the mayor as is right now. He's done a great job. He's really come through.
In the past 2 weeks, Mayor Giuliani has been transformed from an abrasive and sometimes polarizing personality into a figure of grace and strength. And that's made things incredibly awkward for the candidates vying to replace him. The four Democrats and two Republicans suspended their campaigns on September 11th, but they reemerged over the weekend in a series of televised appearances. All tried to reassure a nervous electorate. Democratic Council Speaker Peter Vallone told voters he's already taking action.
I already started a reconstruction commission, which I think that all New Yorkers understand that you need an emergency team. This isn't just a matter of rebuilding economically, it's rebuilding our confidence. I would ask Rudy to stay on. I would ask him to head that team.
All six candidates have left the door open to Giuliani's input, some wider than others. But if the mayoral race was considered low-key, even dull before the 11th, it's now taken on a new urgency. Democrat Mark Green, a citywide elected official, acknowledged the priorities have changed since the days when smaller class sizes and affordable housing dominated the agenda.
These home front issues are still important. But the top two issues, unarguably, since the world changed September 11th, safety and security, rebuilding New York. And if I have to defer other goals because of safety and security first and rebuilding New York, I will.
City Controller Alan Hevesy agreed and is calling for new tax incentives to lure back business and tourism. But while the priorities have changed, the candidates haven't completely dropped their old slogans. Bronx Borough President Fernando Ferrer, the Democrat who was most critical of Giuliani, had been campaigning to represent what he calls the other New York, problems that weren't addressed by the mayor.
Educating kids better, keeping them safe, affordable, decent housing. Look, these problems were the same September 10th, they're the same September 25th.
Ferrer and Green were considered the Democratic frontrunners before the Trade Center attacks. The race is now considered even more unpredictable. Meanwhile, as the candidates return to business with their plans for getting the city back on its feet, all agree on the challenge facing whomever's elected. Republican Michael Bloomberg of the financial media empire put it this way.
It is leadership, that intangible needed to motivate, inspire, and encourage others, to give confidence in the future, to convince people anything's possible. That is what this mayor does, and the next mayor must do.
For New York voters, the question now is whether any of these candidates are up to that tremendous challenge. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.